I see you, Mama. Making lists and plans, your brain on high alert about what you have to do tomorrow, later this week, not to mention the distractions of societal expectations of you as an individual, of you as a wife, of you as a mother. But as followers of Christ, we are called to be set apart from the world, not consumed by its worries and expectations. Today, we will focus on renewing our minds and cleaning up and out our thought life by taking a closer look into Matthew chapter 6, where the Lord provides his outline for putting off anxiety and putting on instead confidence in God's provision for us. You will definitely want a notebook today or a piece of paper where you can go through these verses with me. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up to become a Natural Wellness Insider so you can get our weekly newsletter with exclusive recipes and so you'll never miss a beat. If you have previously subscribed, be sure to check your spam folder and make sure that my emails are coming through as not spam. All right, ladies, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed, and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen, and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions, and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find, and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so excited to be here with you. While we are chatting this month about cleaning out our homes and switching and ditching out toxic cleaners, etc., I think it fitting to evaluate our thought life. Last week, we discussed three tips for renewing your thought life, and this week, we will take a more practical approach and actively dive into God's Word and study what it says. Let me go ahead and pray for us now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your willingness to reveal yourself to us in your word while we were yet sinners, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would fill me and each and every listener with your spirit. Fill us with your spirit, Lord, and give us wisdom and discernment. Point out to us, Lord, any lies that we may be currently believing about your word and about who you are. And help move us toward conviction so that if need be, Lord, we can repent to you and we can help to renew our minds by putting off anxiety and putting on your promise and your truth of provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so whenever I study God's word, I like to follow along this acronym that I picked up from previous churches that I've been in and just different classes that I've taken about how we can really kind of dive in and dissect God's word rather than just listening to it and saying, oh, hey, how does this make you feel? Or what do you think about this? It doesn't really necessarily matter what I think. I think it's more important what it actually says. And then we can talk about how the Holy Spirit's moving us individually. Anyway, I like to use this acronym called SPECA. S-P-E-C-A, and that stands for Sins to Avoid, Promises to Keep, Examples to Live By, Commands to Obey, and Attributes of God. So the passage we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, and this passage comes right from the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. But when I was doing my study in 1 Peter, talking about suffering, part of that led to discussions about anxiety and anxious feelings. And so this was one of the passages that we looked at. And so let's go ahead and dive in. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, starting at 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. All right, so let's start with S, sins to avoid. What I see as one of the overarching sins to avoid is that of anxiousness. I think it's kind of taboo in our society today to think of anxiety as a sin, but really it's a manifestation of our lack of confidence in God and who he is. So yes, truly, it can be sinful. Verse 25 says, be anxious about your life. Well, don't be anxious about your life, right? So that's like one of the sins. Don't be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. There's no need to be anxious about what we are going to wear or how we will provide it, because like it says in here, God will provide, right? Verse 31, therefore do not be anxious. Again, anxiety, don't be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Verse 30 again says, oh, you of little faith. It's pointing out that anxiousness, anxiety is a direct reflection of your lack of faith within God. So how do we counter this? Well, we know from God's word, his word is truthful. It's profitable for teaching, reproof, instruction, and training in righteousness. And that part of that teaching and correction, I missed that too. but part of that teaching and reproof is battling against the untrue thoughts, worries, and anxieties that we battle every single day. We can cut off anxiousness by focusing instead on the promises of God and trusting him to provide our needs, which these verses clearly state that he will. All right, let's move on to the letter P, promises to keep. Verse 32 says, your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Context here, I think, is important. Because some people can look at just that verse 32b, like that second half of it, and say, oh, well, God knows we need all, so he's going to give us everything. But it doesn't promise us everything. Really, when you look, take a closer look into the context of what God has promised, it's the basics of life. It's the necessity. It's what we need, maybe not what we want. But we can hold true to the fact that God will provide that. Let's look at verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Verse 30. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And then walking right into 32 and 33, for the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we have to seek God first and his righteousness, and then he will add them to us. It's a reminder that he will provide in his way and his timing. Maybe not our way or our timing. God always answers our prayers. He is faithful. But because he's all-knowing, sometimes he sees a bigger picture than what we can. For example, my husband and I, back in 2020, thought maybe we wanted to start building our dream house. And we met with a mortgage lender. We acquired a builder. We had plans drawn up. And then the interest rates started creeping, and looking back now, I kind of wish we would have moved forward, but God knew better. God knew better, because we weren't able to do that with that house. And it turned out that we needed major work in our marriage. And God was good and faithful. And we did. And he showed that to us. Had we pushed through contrary to what God wanted for us, it could have really hurt our marriage. But by his grace, he gave us the wisdom to be patient. And he showed us that that wasn't the right time. And he showed us instead what we needed to be working on, not building a physical house, but working on our own house of marriage, of the foundation that he built, that he is of our marriage. And he answered our prayers about the house. it's still on the board, right? Like, he saw something bigger that needed more attention. And I'm so grateful for his faithfulness in that. Examples to live by. Well, it says clearly that we are to focus on the day and not about other things. So I don't know about you, but I occasionally have a problem being present in the moment. You too? Sometimes I'm just so worried about what I have to do next or what I'm not doing that could affect the future, whether that's the next day, the next week, or even the next year or two. Or sometimes I find myself lamenting in discontentment because I long for future, like the house. Like, oh, if we were only able to build the house that we wanted, then I would have this. Or, oh, if we can just get past this time with employment to a promotion or whatever it might be, maybe we'd be happier. But the reality is that we can find contentment in our current circumstance. Paul tells us that when he was in prison, that because of God's strength, he can find contentment in any circumstance, in all circumstances. Let's take a look at verse 26 here. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. So the birds aren't even like toiling away and stressing out about will they have food for the winter, etc. They are being obedient and faithful, not stressing about things that they can't control or beyond, and stressing themselves out more than what they need to because they know that God's going to provide exactly what he needs. Again, as long as we are seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, right? That verse 33 in there. Verse 27, though, says, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to your span of life? Oh, this is me. The Spirit hit me big on this one, ladies. Like, how often do we sit and just stress over things? The kids, our husbands, our jobs, the finances, mom's group, I don't know, all different kinds of things. Why? And what does it do? It doesn't help. But when we sit in the presence of the Lord and we seek his wisdom, his discernment, we seek his glory and not our own, he works all things out for our good. Verse 28, and why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor they spin. They're not freaking out. Those lilies are chill. Chill lilies. Ladies, that's what we need to be. Chill. Not lethargic, right? But we don't need to be worrying about things when we know that God our Father will provide. Those are the promises that he's made us, even within these verses. All right, C, commands to obey. Verse 25, do not be anxious about the circumstances of your life. That's a paraphrase. But really, how much time do you waste, or really do I waste, by planning the perfect meal or worrying about the grocery budget with inflation? Oh, yeah, all of that, right? Okay, this is really how this has been sitting in my life, is that when I see a deal, and I am part of a group on Facebook that like shares Amazon deals all the time. And this stuff goes on like really good, like 50% off, 40% off. But the reality is that I don't necessarily have that budgeted. So if I don't have the means, or I don't have it budgeted, I don't need it right now. And I'm not missing out. But I will stress about, oh my goodness, do I buy it? Do I not? If I buy it, I don't have the means. And then is it going to affect my family? Oh, but it's a really good deal. Should I do that? I mean, this is the little stuff that I'm talking about. And I finally just got to the point where I asked myself, do I have a budget for it? No. Okay, then I don't. And I can trust that God will provide what we need, whether it's on sale or not. So whether you get the best deal or not, God's going to provide it. And I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it in other people's lives on much larger things than like a bathroom vanity. That's what we're looking at right now, is our master bath needs a new bathroom vanity pretty bad. But The third one that I see in here, and again, you may be seeing something else. It's not just about me, but just in reading in the text, I see that we have the command to not be anxious for our future in verse 34. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't prepare for the future, right? Proverbs 31, she prepares for the future. When winter comes, her family is clothed, right? It just means that we work to be faithful and obedient in the present circumstance and not to overindulge or worry ourselves, right, about the future. We need to be obedient to what God has called us to as moms and wives in this present moment, but not to stress over tomorrow. So, like, I've been trying to every day make a top three things to accomplish for that day, even though in my mind I can think of a million that need to be done. I just think of three. And if I accomplish those three, then I know that the rest will come in due time. So last letter A, attributes of God. Let's look at verse 26 here. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? 27, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? 28, and why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Ladies, God will provide. In fact, God is our provision, and God is sufficient. What he provides is sufficient. So we need to trust that he will do that as long as we are being faithful, and we are, as it says in verse 33, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these things will be added to you. Ladies, I hope that breaking this down in a practical application has helped you learn how you can apply the word to help you manage stress in the moment. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify the lie that you're believing about your circumstances, to reveal the truth in God's word to combat that lie, and then pray and meditate over that truth, anchoring it with your essential oil of choice. I personally really love grounding oils for anxious feelings. And when I do this, I like to write down these truths, and I don't know that I could fit the whole verse on a card, but I pick the truth that the Holy Spirit in particular is convicting me of, and then I put them on a card to pray, meditate, and memorize while I use that essential oil aromatically as an anchor. I'll go ahead and post a link to grounding oils that I like to use while I meditate and pray over God's word, and that I will be using as I meditate and pray over this verse this week. I'll see you on Wednesday, Mama, as we look at another area of our home that we can ditch and switch for natural solutions that are simple, easy, and effective. Until next time. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, he will equip you to get through it. Until next time.